I'm Elaine Masters with Journeys of Discovery in the legendary Pebble Beach Resort on the coast of Northern California. The name Pebble Beach conjures rolling green, cypress trees leaning towards a teal surf, and a bucket list golf course. However, behind the luxury lodges and the legendary landscape is a commitment to the environment that most visitors miss entirely. And that's why I'm here today. The resort's water, energy, and materials programs have just received the 2017 International Association of Golf Tour Operators Sustainability Award for their green initiatives. And I am so happy today to be talking with David Stivers. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of the Pebble Beach Company. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Well, I can't tell you how beautiful this place is, so we're just going to put that out there on the radio right away. And you are working hard to keep it beautiful because this resort has been around for almost 100 years now.
That's right. We celebrate our 100th anniversary in 2019. We're very excited about that. Pebble Beach has, if you look around you here today, you can see the stunning beauty. And it's our mission, you know, as stewards of this beautiful place, to keep Pebble Beach beautiful for the next 100 years. So we work very, very hard on trying to make that happen. It's really a team effort. It's part of our culture throughout our organization. So from our hotel employees to our golf employees to our real estate employees, we're kind of all one big green team working to keep the resort and the surrounding area beautiful.
And the resort has been working on these kind of initiatives since the 1990s, so you were kind of forward-thinking on all that.
Yeah, I think we were forward-thinking and maybe a little bit lucky. Back in the early 90s, we realized that water was one of the scarcest resources here on the Central Coast. And so the company at that time decided to invest, to be the principal financial partner for a $67 million water reclamation project. So all of the golf courses within the confines of Pebble Beach are irrigated with recycled water. So that's not just our courses, but the other courses here inside of Pebble Beach. So that project opened in 1994, and since that time we've saved over 4 billion gallons of potable water. We've also prevented that amount of water from going back out into the bay. Instead, it's being used to irrigate all of our golf courses.
It takes a lot of energy to keep this all going, too, and you've been working on making that green as well.
Yes, so recently we built a $2.5 million solar project at our Pebble Beach Golf Course maintenance facility. So that's helping us to basically offset all of the energy use that the golf course needs to keep the course green and beautiful.
So in terms of energy, though, are you also involved in using diesel or electricity for your golfing maintenance?
Yes, most of our equipment is diesel equipment, so that's important and that's good. You know, the other thing we do, and this is kind of getting away from that particular topic, but it's also really important, is a lot of our partners partner with us to help be green. So one of the things that we're proud of is our recycling efforts. And so for the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, we are able to recycle almost 100% of all of the waste that is generated for that event. And we'll have upwards of 150,000 spectators come down for that long weekend. And so to be able to offset all of that waste and recycle almost 100% of it is a pretty important thing for us to do.
And it's setting up such a good model for other courses around the world and the country.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And you know, Pebble Beach is one of the best golf courses in the country. We also want to be one of the greenest and leaders in that area as well.
I'm sure you're involved also in training and working with your employees and your staff on these initiatives. Could you talk a little bit about what you've been doing on that line?
Yeah, well, it starts with what your values are. And one of our values is being a good neighbor. And part about being a good neighbor is being environmentally conscious. So we train all of our employees on recycling, make sure they recycle everything they have. We have best practices when it comes to hotel waste and not just dumping things down sewers. There's, you know, all those kinds of things helps make a difference. It takes a lot of little things that add up to a real positive benefit to the environment.
And it's a daily effort that way, too.
It very much so a daily effort.
That's oftentimes where the biggest impact comes for all of us.
Yeah, it's just doing a little bit every day, and that ends up making a big difference. And it's a smart business thing to do, too. You Water's very expensive here, so if we don't waste water, we're actually saving money for the company. The two are, they're not exclusive. They go together.
Anything on the drawing board in terms of your green initiatives?
Oh, well, that's a tough question. What's on the drawing board for green initiatives? Well, we continue to improve the water reclamation project. A few years ago, we added a second stage to the project, a reverse osmosis system. What we found is that as people were saving more and more water, the water that was going into the system was more and more salty. So now what we're able to do is through a reverse osmosis system, the water that's now coming out is as good or better than potable water. So it's made a huge difference on the golf courses and the quality of the grass that we're able to grow. We recently put in a new irrigation system. Doesn't sound very fancy, but through that technology, we know exactly when to water, where to water, how, you know, not overwater in certain spaces. We do the same thing with our fertilizers and pesticides. We obviously need to use some of that, but we try to use the most environmentally sensitive product that we can, and we want to use the right amount. So part of our green team is our golf maintenance staff, and Chris Dahlhammer, who runs all of our golf maintenance throughout the resort, he's really an expert at that.
It's all, again, a great model.
And it's good business practice, too.
Exactly. And there doesn't have to be a conflict there. It's good for business.
Right.
It's good for the ecology. It's good for the future of this beautiful and historic place.
Yes, because if you look around you, you can see what a special part of nature. It's the greatest meeting of land and sea. It's one of the quotes that's been around for a long, long time. And you know, in addition to the golf, there's a lot of other great things that you can do in this area. In Pebble Beach alone, there's 1,000 acres of open space. There's 25 miles of hiking trails. Point Lobos is one of the most beautiful places in the world. And if you're a really good swimmer, you might be able to swim there from here, but you can just drive around the coast for about 10 minutes and get there. So there's Big Sur down the coastline. So it is really a special part of California.
And it's a wonderful road trip to come down that 17-mile drive and to see your facilities here.
Yeah, if you're coming from out of the state, then you want to fly into San Francisco or Los Angeles, get in a car and drive down or up the coast. There's a lot of great places to stop, whether it's at Half Moon Bay, Santa Cruz, Pebble Beach, Carmel, and then keep going down the coast. You'll hit Hearst Castle. You hit Santa Barbara. I want to go right now.
I know.
There's a lot of great spots to go up and down the California coast.
There are. I thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being here.
I have been talking with David Stivers of the Pebble Beach Company. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer here. If you would like to find out more about what Pebble Beach is doing, go to the website pebblebeach.com/green-initiatives, and you will see a lot about their sustainability award and all the different projects that we've been talking about. This is Elaine Masters. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.